This episode of Auto Dealer Live is brought to you by Flick Fusion.
All right, what's up, guys? It's 3:30 Eastern Standard Time. I'm here with Chris Fritcher and Joe Calla. Dave Cripps has the day off. This is Auto Dealer Live. What's up, guys?
What's happening?
That's right.
How you doing?
It's time for Auto Dealer Live.
Come on. Yes. Woo! With that sexy midnight voice.
Fun times.
Yeah, that's that. Chris got that sexy midnight voice. That's right.
That's right.
That Barry White.
That's a nice radio voice.
I wish I had that voice. I'd be making a lot more money.
That's like a radio station.
I would just call up random people on the phone and just talk to them.
Hey, baby. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, guys, we're having a great show today. Mm. It's going to be an amazing, amazing panel. Mm. We got Chelsea Combs. We have Brandon Hoffman. We have Ryan Duck Dunston and Andrew Breedlove. Nice. And, man, what a great panel. We're going to have a great discussion. You don't want to miss this. And make sure, let's just get out right of the gate, man. What if we just do this and just get the shares on out the way?
Yeah, let's start sharing it.
Share the show.
What are they going to get, man? You got your sheet right there. What are we giving away today?
Man.
You want us to hold this stuff up, Lou, or not?
Nah, why are we going to do that?
All right, so you want to come get a close-up shot of this?
We're giving a Auto Dealer Live hoodie.
Come
that's
on, man.
Right. That's nice. Mm-hmm.
We're going to give a hoodie away right here. These hoodies are sweet, man. I'll show you the front of it there. You guys have seen these. They got the microphones. And some people have been posting these on social media. They're really cool.
Every once in a while when I wear this with the white Auto Dealer Live hat, mm-hmm. my kids think I'm cool because I never wear white. And they're like, oh, that looks so cool. You look young, Dad.
You look cool, Dad. We're going to give away a hat. We're going to give away a nice IPD hat here. Then we're going to give away a long sleeve Auto Dealer Live tee logo front chest. And all you have to do is share the show. Share the show, and we'll draw names out of the hat at the end, and we'll be giving away some great swag. I'm here again. David Cripps has the day off. Hey, Joe Calla, man, what a great lineup we have today.
Yeah,
car business in June, though, man. We've been seeing some really great things. What do you think about the biz in June so far?
I like it. I mean, you know, I was at a store just this week, and they're doing good. They're on track. But one of the things I think that happens, especially if you're in the East Coast, you know, up in that area, mm-hmm. June can be hit and miss. I've heard in some areas, but a lot of the southern states, it's kind of a good month for them. So,
right.
You know, we're seeing some good things that are out there, and just the clients that we have are giving us some good feedback. So,
yeah. Well, I've been telling you, man, it's one of these things where when you get halfway through the year, you know, you start looking as a salesperson or as an organization, you know, a dealership, an organization that drives, Chris, you start looking at where you're not. And a lot of times you're either tracking or you're not. And then when you're not tracking, a lot of times, you know, you begin to think you can't do it. And I want to encourage you, if you're out there, if you think you can't do it, think again, man.
Yeah.
Because you know what? This is the reality. The reality is, this is a springboard for the rest of the year.
Yep.
And I feel strongly that this year is going to close incredibly, incredibly strong. And so, you know, I want to just kind of encourage you to push, right? Get creative, right? Get out there and make something happen. I think that, you know, there's the ability to force the market. You know, as marketers, let's talk for a minute. And we're going to bring these panelists on in just a few, and we're going to have some really great conversation. But Chris, look, as a marketer, when you think of forcing the market, right? Taking a customer that's in the market, but that might on their own purchase 2 or 3 months from now, mm-hmm. but they're in the market, right? Because they don't just fall into the market instantly. They're in the market. How do you as a dealership force the market, or how important is it to force the market and to pull tomorrow's buyers in today?
Well, you know, I think part of it goes back to, are you talking from a marketing standpoint or
yeah,
from
why not?
Sales?
Yeah, let's talk about both.
Before we go there, I want to talk about the sales standpoint of it. I think lots of times when you get behind or you're kind of struggling throughout the month, you just got to simply go back to the sales process, because usually what ends up happening is you get sloppy and you start skipping steps. And when you start skipping steps, that's when you start losing car deals. Lots of times those people that are maybe at the top end of the funnel that maybe come in to look around, you can pull them in and sell them by simply just going through the sales process. So
now from a marketing standpoint, what do you think? I mean, you know, because look, the reality is sales and marketing in any good organization, in dealerships, not aside, right? Any organization, sales and marketing are connected. We look at sometimes as marketing and say, give me throw it out there and give me some activity or what have you. And it's disconnected sometimes from the sales to the point where a lot of times the salesperson at a dealership and even the management, the middle management, don't really know the message or the messages that are being marketed, right? Mm-hmm. And so proper marketing is connected. It's a funnel that's connected to sales. Mm-hmm. And so from a marketing perspective, what would you encourage as a marketing director, you know, for a 19 store group for many years, what would you recommend that a dealership does or how they think to pull tomorrow's buyers in today?
Well, without getting really, you know, in the weeds on a specific marketing strategy, I would say make sure that whatever you're doing is 100% relevant to whoever you're talking to. Mm-hmm. That would mean making sure that if you got dynamic ads, if you're not doing dynamic ads, make sure you are doing dynamic ads. You know, someone looks at the, you know, whatever it is on your website, that they're being served that ad that looks just, you know, that particular car. Mm-hmm. So you're pulling that person further in. I think that there's obviously things you can do to kind of get a shot in the arm. Mm-hmm. But I would say just make sure your stuff's more relevant. Know where people are in the sales pipeline and hit them with relevant messaging.
Okay, relevant.
Let me just say this too.
Why don't you weigh in, old Joe?
Yeah, because one of the things I think that's important, and that's one, you know, when we go back to just the basics of working your database. I mean,
there you go. Talk about it.
Because that's one thing. I was with the store this week, and the one thing that we see.
Explain that though. Wait, explain it before you get into it. But what do you mean by working your database? I mean, get very specific if you would, Joe.
So very specific to the point where you sit down in front of your CRM. Don't just do what your tasks tell you to do. Mm-hmm. Go beyond that and dig into your older client base. In other words, go ahead and look at the orphaned owners. Look at the customers that are sitting in there that are past 40 days old,
right,
that are past even 50 or 60 days old, even ones that were lost, let's just say. They were not in the market or whatever it may be. Dig into it. Start making phone calls, sending text messages, sending emails, and just digging through. I was actually sitting with a salesperson for 3 hours the other day, digging through their CRM, helping them. And they said, well, these are the ones that I want to go after. These are the customers I want to call. I said, well, listen. I said, I'm not here to do what you want me to do. We're going to change the way you do things so we can change your results. And we started digging in, and we ended up digging through a lot of dirt to get a couple of nuggets. Mm-hmm. And we set some appointments.
Right.
And it's going to change the way things are happening. Because let's just face it. Mm-hmm. You know, people aren't flooding through the doors. Fresh ups aren't walking on the lot.
Well, it's not yet. Well, today's up. Today's up, Chris. We were talking earlier, and you know, today's up is is different than yesterday's. Meaning that, you know, Chris was just mentioning this to me this morning. We were talking NADA statistics where somebody, you know, maybe 10 years ago, even 8 years ago, 7 years ago, you know, they went to 3 different dealerships before they purchased. Today, it's 1.2. Well, 1.2 is one, right? I mean, there's no 0.2 of a dealership. So it's 1.2. So here's what I'm saying. They're doing their shopping online. And so when they go to the dealership in person, they buy. So that up walking in is not where you're getting your customers, right? It's learning how to proactively. It's not just your marketing tools, because there's a lot of marketing tools out there, which is important. We were talking this morning, very important. However, those are just tools. And, you know, I can have the best hammer in the world in my toolbox, and it stays in my toolbox, and it does no good. It does as good as the worst hammer in the world, right? It's only when you pick it up and apply it. And so application is everything. So when I'm thinking of, you know, the marketing tools that are available out there, you know, I'm saying get proactive and utilize the tools, the strategies, and the practices that are available to you and I, right, in the market today. But it comes down to the person again. So that's why I love the database thing that Joe was talking about. Hey, really quick, while I've got this on me here, we're going to share the show, and we're going to give some stuff away. We're going to give an IPD hat away today. We're going to give away this ADL hoodie today.
Nice.
Come on now. These hoodies are pretty sweet. Everybody loves these hoodies. If you don't have one, you want one. And then we're going to give away a long sleeve ADL or Auto Dealer Live t-shirt, long sleeve. These are really cool. These are shirts that we wear here. I mean, these are, you know, I wouldn't have them made unless I planned or do wear them myself. And so they're good quality. And we're going to be giving those things away today. All you got to do is share the show.
You know, going back to what you were just saying, though, I think, you know, going through your database, but also how about encouraging as a management staff, encouraging your people to go back through old leads that they thought were dead.
Right.
and then rewarding them. Like anything past 30 days, like giving them a spiff.
Right.
You get this guy and you sell. We used to do that in our stores.
Yeah.
You know,
I know of a few stores that actually they incentivize appointments that are actually showed or set or sold on leads that are 60 days or older.
Yep.
Because you're digging harder. It's
more work.
Yeah, it's more
but
work.
If you incentivize people to do it, they'll do it. Yeah. And you'll get deals out of it.
Sure.
So
that's good.
That's a good point.
Hey, I have a question for you guys.
What's up, man?
What do you think the average service department spends on video in their service drives monthly?
I don't know.
$3,000 per month per rooftop. What about MPI?
I don't know.
$1,500 per month per rooftop. What about tablets?
Not sure.
$1,500. Another $1,500 per month per rooftop. Crazy. Last question. What about online reservation systems? Any idea?
Nope.
$1,000?
A grand. $1,000 a month. Now, listen, I don't know how quick you guys are with math, but here's the deal. Check this out. That's a total of $7,000 per month per rooftop. $84,000 per rooftop annually. Now, that's a lot of money.
It is, especially if it's not getting the job done the way it's supposed to.
Wow. I have to tell you, you would think for that kind of money that, you know, and that kind of investment, you'd be able to get the job done, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, there is. There is a way to do it. And as a matter of fact, what if I were to tell you that for substantially less than that, you can get an immediate increase of 0.5 to an hour, get perfect survey scores, 85% customer retention, and have an effective, Joe, labor rate that will put you within 92 to 95% of your door rate.
Well, how is that going to happen?
Jeff Cowan's Pro Talk, baby. Make sure you check it out. The information's on the screen. How can you afford not to? Hey, share the show. We're going to give away a lot of good swag, but hey, don't go anywhere because this is what it's really all about. You came on this show today to hear these experts. We've got Chelsea Combs, product sales at Paul Serve, Buick GMC, Brandon Kaufman, Red Shoes, Nissan Dude at Nissan of Jefferson City, Ryan Duck Dunston, Internet Sales Manager at John Bleakley Ford, and Andrew Breedlove, Regional Sales Director at Auto iPacket. Hey, these rock stars are on deck. We'll be back in 90 seconds. Don't go anywhere. See you soon.
We often get asked about success stories. These are just a few of our most recent favorites.
Mr. Villa, Mike Young here, Thurston Auto Plaza, Ukiah, California. Hey, I'm calling just to let you know that 3 months following your training, I was able to achieve level 3 sales status, 45 units in 90 days. First time that I've achieved that in my career. Flying high, like you said, never the same, man. I cannot thank you enough. Your training seriously changed me, man.
David, I would like to go ahead and let you know, after 30 years in the car business, there's been very few people who have motivated me to want to go ahead and train more. And I would like to go ahead and say that I would personally come work for you and do and follow you into any sales process that was ever open or any opportunity. Thank you very much for bringing it. And I've been doing it for 30 years. And I really find what you do in front of a camera very motivating. Thank you.
Charles Fresca. He's been here 5 years. I've been here for 3 months. Charles Fresca has been 12 to 14 car guy. I set him down, and we've been doing some one-on-ones, and we went through Own the Phone. We went through the Growth 101, and we went through the new car training. And Charles is not a new guy.
Mm-hmm.
Charles is an old guy that's skipping steps, putting back on the basics. Went through it. Last month, Charles did 22 cars.
Come on.
Hey, what's up, guys? We're back. Chelsea Combs, Brandon Kaufman, Ryan Duck Dunston, and Andrew Breedlove. Welcome to Auto Dealer Live. Hey, I want to go jump right into this, and I want to open it up to Ryan Duck Dunston, man. What's up, brother? I hope you guys are having a great great month up there at John Bleakley Ford.
What's up?
Hey, let me ask you this, man. What are you thinking halfway through the year? You're tracking, you're not tracking. Wherever you are as a salesperson right now that's responsible for their month, responsible for their year, somebody that obviously knows what they're doing, man. What are you thinking? What are you doing right now in the middle of the year to prepare for the second half of 2019?
That's a great question. Fortunately, we are tracking. I think my awareness in the auto business and the auto community keeps me honest.
Mm-hmm.
Watching some of the great salespeople in the business, the sales managers in the business, the ones that communicate on all these different awesome social sales groups that we have available to us on Facebook, they really truly keep me honest and keep me on pace to continue to put the effort out, the extra effort, finding out what the more successful salespeople, even like Brandon, when I saw cars, I always watched Brandon. He was the blue shoes Honda dude, now the red shoes Honda dude.
Hey, someone's talking in the back. You guys mute your phone if you're not.
I'm hearing a lot of interference.
Yeah, I think it's Chelsea came on. Okay, so I'm sorry. Go ahead, Roy.
So basically, halfway point. You know, like I said, thank goodness I am pacing, and we're growing month in and month out. But what helps me keep on track is the following of other rock stars in this business. Always getting creative, always stepping outside of my comfort zone, helping others around me and my dealership to step outside of their comfort zone. Mm-hmm. We learn as we go, and if we're not learning, you know, we're kind of falling out. Kind of like the way that I posted this event today for the show. Mm-hmm. It's tune in or get tuned out.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. If you're not tuning in to what the more successful people are doing and how they're producing these kind of numbers and growing in the business, you know, you'll limit yourself to what is available to you in your own dealership. It's like being a small fish in a small tank. You can't grow if you're limited to that small tank. And a lot of people in this business are stuck inside their dealership, and they only see the most successful person in their own dealership.
Yeah.
They don't see the most successful person in the state or in the country, in the region, and things like that. You got to open your eyes, and you got to see what people are doing. You got to pay attention.
I love it.
That's a great point.
I love that. Mark. And I thank you very much, Ryan. And so I'm going to go to Brandon on that same question, man, but you heard what Ryan said, and I'll add to the question a little bit. Looking really what I hear Ryan saying, Brandon, is, you know, staying sharp, man, keeping your edge, making sure that you're paying attention and it's a beautiful thing with social media. I mean, we look at it, sometimes it can be a distraction if you're not where you need to be, but the reality is, you know, it's if you're trying to grow, then you can look beyond. I love the way Ryan put it. Look beyond your own dealership, right? Look beyond the team members that you have around you, which is in the past all we had to go by. But now you could look and peer through and see someone at another dealership in another state that's doing something that you can pattern, right? Or glean success from. So Brandon, let me ask you, man, how do you feel? What do you do to keep yourself motivated? What do you do to keep yourself sharp?
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, thanks. First of all, thank you for having me. What I do to keep myself motivated is knowing that, you know, like Ryan said, you know, looking out on the different social media sites that we have on, you know, the different groups we have on Facebook, and seeing that there are other people that are in the same situation I am. There are some people who are not at the same level that I am, and there are some people that are above me, you know, that are further along than me and more, you know, have a bigger following than I do. And, you know, the motivation is to be that one person, or, you know, that person that, you know, everybody wants to be like. You know, I think that's the drive in me, is the competitive spirit in me, is to be the best that I can be, but then also be the champion for somebody else. To say, okay, how did you do that? You know, it's always a great honor when somebody comes up to me and says, hey, how did you sell 30 cars last month? Or how did you get this many cars out? Or how did you do this or that? Because then it means that you're being an example to somebody, and what you're doing is right. Mm-hmm. And I think when it comes to that, that's what motivates me to be the best that I can be, and then to be the best for somebody else to learn from. So
that's good.
That's what I think it would be.
I like that.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, I think, you know, these are great points, and I think that what's being said right now about using the different groups that are available for us in this industry to be able to be a part of like ADL, like the different Facebook groups and different things that are out there. It really is. We have to, you know, we have to learn how to put our pride to the side and look to others to see what's working, to see, you know, how they're succeeding in their market, to see how they're succeeding with their product and their make or whatnot as well. So I think these are really great points, and I think this is only helping the business.
It's not right.
In I love
what we're
it.
Doing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Chelsea, you want to weigh in on this?
I'm so sorry because I'm lost. I'm in the middle of working a deal. What's going on?
How you
Ask
doing?
Me the question.
Yeah, well, you know, we can hear you working the deal, and so congratulations on that. Hey, that's a great thing, too, always about Auto Dealer Live. How awesome is the fact that we're talking to several people? Three of you guys are on the blacktop now. You're working.
Yeah.
And Chelsea, we knew you were working a deal. And, you know, basically, you know, how do you stay sharp? If you could, while you're working a deal, maybe share with us, how do you stay sharp today? What's the number?
The way I stay sharp is I never look at one thing the way that somebody else looks at it. I look at one thing the way that everybody looks at it. So I get everybody's point of view, and then I figure out myself, like, how I can be productive doing it that way, or changing it and taking one thing from somebody and doing it, and taking another thing from somebody and doing it that way. So I'm always so open to hearing how somebody else does something, because I just want to know. Why you thought it was a good idea to do it that way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, what the thought process was behind it.
That's good stuff.
That is good stuff.
Yeah.
I'd like to, piggyback on that and go to Andrew real quick. Andrew, she was talking about, being able to listen from everybody's perspective and then kind of mold it into your own. From a vendor standpoint, do you do that? And do you see things coming from other vendors and then kind of are able to use that and maybe kind of mold it as your own, or find ways that it actually helps you when communicating with dealers?
So really appreciate you guys having me on here today. It's quite an honor. I've listened to you guys for a while now, and having the chance to come on here is awesome. And the people I have on here with me, I know they're great rock stars too. They're all on my Facebook. To answer your question, let me go back a little bit to kind of what Chelsea, Brandon, and Ryan all said. They all said something about getting on and making a change for themselves, right? To get themselves better at something that maybe they wouldn't see inside their own store. So I posted a quote on my Facebook this morning that in business, you can't leave it up to chance to make a change. I said you have to take a chance to make a change.
It's good.
Right. Yeah. So when they're out on these social medias looking around on these different groups, whatever it is, the different groups, they're looking for different ways to mold themselves, right? And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. That's essentially the new modern way of picking up a book and reading about self-discipline or self-education or learning from someone else's perspective.
Yeah.
That's the new age way to do it, right? So from a vendor standpoint, I think anybody would be naive to say that they're not taking bits and pieces from things that are working across any type of avenue. It doesn't have to be in the automotive industry. If you see a really good strategy, mold it into what your sector is, right? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of my way in on things there.
Yeah, absolutely. Ryan, let me shift. Thank you, Andrew. Let me shift gears a second, Ryan. As an internet sales manager, we were just talking in the monologue before you guys came on. We were talking, Chris and I, this morning. We're kind of just talking here at the office about today's customer. NADA says that today's customer, 7 years ago, even 5 years ago, people would visit 2 to 3 dealerships before they purchased. Today, it's 1.2, basically one dealership, which means they've done their shopping online, and then by the time they go to a dealership, that's where they buy from. So let me ask you this, man. As an internet sales manager, knowing that, maybe you didn't know that statistic, but whether you knew the statistic or not, you're feeling that there's somebody, someone's coming in, they pretty much kind of know what they want, have done a little bit of homework. What is your thoughts on that? How do you reach out and capture that lead so that they don't go to your competitor? What's your method?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, method to the madness on that one, because that's what it all is. So many different lead providers nowadays are sending one lead to, TrueCar, maybe 5, 6, 7 dealerships, or we're fighting with our manufacturers' leads amongst different local dealerships. The method to the madness, man, is standing out. And it's also, if you can't connect with your customer, you're going to have some trouble getting them into your showroom, and they're going to shop somewhere else. And what you're telling me is they're probably going to buy at that first dealership that they go to. So you don't want that. Beyond connecting and standing out, one thing I tell my agent and the salespeople that seek information from me is don't just answer the questions based off the lead that comes through. Find out their why every single time. It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know why they have the problem. Everybody's problem is they need a vehicle. We don't know if they're replacing the vehicle. We don't know if there's something they can't stand about a vehicle. We don't know if they saw a commercial or an ad and something they fell in love with about a vehicle. But not until you find out the why can you really connect with the customer and understand what they're trying to accomplish. You can't assist somebody. If I go to the doctor and tell him I'm sore, what is he going to check? If I tell him my back hurts, he's just going to start looking at, there's too many things that can factor in why my back hurts. But I got to tell him what I was going through that started my back thing. I got to tell them what happened when I fell down playing basketball. That's what starts the back thing. It's the same thing with our leads. You have to find out the why. What brought them into the market, what they're trying to accomplish. And then when you do that, you connect and you stand out. And I think we've had, I've always had a high level of success really trying to understand what brought my customers into the market, what kind of experiences they've experienced in the past, what they're looking to experience in the future, things I got to stay away from, things I need to freaking stick to like hot glue. Mm. It all comes out with being personal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it.
I think it's
great. You know, Ryan, I thought you brought up a good point with, you know, some of these third-party lead providers. You know, they're selling that lead out to three or four different other dealerships. I think in today's world, too, I think it's so important to get, you know, with your own marketing efforts, get people to the VDPs on your own website. You know, get them there, and then hopefully you're communicating with them as they hit your website. So I would say that, you know, that's one of the things we probably need to do a better job of as a industry, is stop relying so much on third-party marketing when it comes from, you know, lead providers. Mm-hmm. and really concentrate on getting people to your own VDPs.
Yeah.
But let's go to Brandon. What do you think about what Ryan just, you know, talked about?
I'm sorry, say that again. What was the question? You were breaking up. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just asking, so what did you think about what Ryan just said?
I agree with it. And, you know, being on the sales side of it, 1.2 people come to the dealership, or when, you know, a customer goes to 1.2 dealerships before they buy. So like Ryan said, there's one dealership that has the best chance to make the first impression, you know, or, you know, mm-hmm. you know, the whole thing. When a customer comes in, I have to look at, you know, like you said, why are you buying a car? You know, what is your hot button? What is the reason why you're buying a car? Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to have to do something different than what the next person would do or the previous person does, because essentially they're coming in trying to find the experience. They can buy a car anywhere. Mm-hmm. They can come buy a car from me. They can go to the guy next door. They can go to the guy two doors down, but it all comes down to the experience when they're actually here at the dealership. So then that's when I have to put my selling shoes on. And of course they're red. but that's where I have to tell them why you're not just buying a car that costs $26,995. You're buying an experience, not only now before you buy the car, but also after the sale. I take care of my customers. Mm. My CSI scores are high. You know what I mean? So yeah. Those are the things that when it comes to working the deal at a dealership, that's where you have to stand out. And then I think the other thing is also if the customer doesn't buy, you know, you have to create that experience for them on that end too, you know, because I get it all the time when a customer comes in, when I'm that 0.2 dealership that they come to, now there's the old salesperson at the other dealership is sending them text messages. Well, hey, how about you send them a video? Sending them a video mm-hmm. makes them remember who you are, you know, your hashtag, which is the red shoe Nissan dude, and then the car. So I usually send a video to the customer in front of the car saying, hey, thank you for coming in. If there's anything I can do, let me know. Instead of this back and forth texting, because hey, everybody else does that. You have to stand out. It's all about the experience the customer gets when they're with you.
Yeah,
I saw one of the coolest experiences the other day. Someone at a Ford, or not a Ford, I'm sorry, at a Jeep dealership. I guess Jeep's got this new truck coming out, and yeah. She had a 3D camera in the car, and so I'm sorry, 360 degree camera in the car, and she took it on a test drive. It was the first one they had gotten in, and you could literally. With her doing this virtually, you could, while she was talking and driving the car, you could go around and look at what was in the car. Like you could literally go down and look at the floor mats if you wanted to, or you could look out the side window. Mm-hmm. It was the coolest thing.
Yeah,
and I was neat. Like, what a great idea.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. There's some cool stuff out there. I want to throw, this is definitely shifting, but I want to give a question off of Facebook and see if, you know, I don't know if how many of you guys are interested or into the F&I side at all, on even curious about it. But Rebecca Chernick just asked a question, said, just curious, what are your thoughts here about F&I online, engaging with the customer earlier online, or do you still wait until the customer goes into the F&I office? I mean, have you guys at your stores had any experience with that at all? And do you have, you know, would anybody like to take that and weigh in on it?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Ryan, have you guys have any experience on that? I mean, you know, is it
a couple manufacturers have the option now. Hyundai has Shopper's Assurance. Ford has Ready Shop Go. Mm-hmm. then you can actually start, the customers can get an F&I experience online. I don't know if there's a place for a finance manager to kind of like PO or get involved, but the customer on their side does have the ability now to actually play with strict rates particular to them and back-end products at their own leisure in the comfort of their living room, which I think is pretty cool. We've had good luck with it when I worked at Hyundai and with Ford Ready, Shop, Go. It's super helpful for penetration.
Awesome. All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so Chelsea here, you want to weigh in on this? How do you separate yourself and stand out? Basically, that's what it comes down to right now. It sounds like that's the theme that we're talking about. Ryan and Brandon were weighing in on how to really be different because, you know, let's just face it, you have, as we were using those statistics, 1.2 is, you know, how many dealerships are actually visited. So it's one.
Yeah.
So one dealership is when somebody walks in, that's if they're there. You know, how is it that you're going to either get them there? How do you stand out on the phone? How do you stand out online? How do you stand out on, you know, on the lot? Basically, you know, what do you do to do that?
Well, if it's coming to online, I mean, I've gotten kind of crazy obsessed with like trying to figure out like how to dissect a lead and really like go into it knowing the most that you can from the customer that's behind the computer at home. I really am interested in that. So I kind of think of it as like an investigation. So like CSI, like this is a person that I'm trying to investigate and figure out what's going on. So I'll take the absolute most, like an AOL.com customer. I'm sorry if there's anybody that uses AOL still. Like, I don't mean to offend you, but you're probably an older person. if you go with, so then I would hit the email a certain way, targeting like an older generation person. If I see like a millennial type person that has like fuzzy slippers or unicorns 121, then I'm probably going to bring up unicorns in the PS line. Mm-hmm. So like I try to target that customer in every way that I can to just stand out, because I know that there are still so many dealerships out there that are not doing that. They're just sending an auto response. So my chances of getting that person to call me back or email me back when I have minimal information is way higher than the person across the street. And I feel confident in that too when a customer walks through the door and they're saying like, hey, I just went and shopped across the street. Well, don't worry. I know 100% in my mind I'm going to make that experience better. And that's just by actually caring about the customer and listening. Mm-hmm. If you listen to the customer, they're going to tell you how to sell them every single time.
That's right.
And if you just stop and let them talk, people love to talk about themselves.
Mm-hmm. You know,
so
it's funny.
That's kind of what I do.
That's good.
All I got out of what she said is get rid of my AOL.
Well, if you want to email me, my email is revjocala@aol.com.
Actually, she's right about probably the age, but here's what's really cool. I found out something about AOL. You can't get them, and it's kind of a badge of honor. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of old owners and things like that have them.
Right.
They keep them as like a badge of honor because once you have them, you can keep it, but you can't get them. Hey, I want to throw something out to Andrew. Andrew, it kind of piggybacking on something that Chelsea said that made me think. You know, what I heard basically, Andrew, is Chelsea saying, you know, be different, right? You have the technology out there that auto responds, but I mean, everyone can do that. You don't separate yourself from anyone except for the person who's not even doing that. But in reality, you know, it's very vanilla, it's very robotic, and you know, you're probably not going to win the prize, so to speak. So she's saying she's working the lead. I was in, I had the situation where it just came up in our BDC here as a vendor that serves dealers. We set appointments on, you know, hundreds of dealers' behalf, and I just heard this in passing in a meeting this past week, and Andrew, where a dealer was contacted. A customer was contacted here to find out how their appointment went when they set an appointment to go in. And the customer said, you know, I called the dealership after my appointment to ask for the person. And then they said, oh, there's not, that person's not here. And then they basically said, well, what about this person? Well, that person, oh, I don't know who that person is. They couldn't even get through the receptionist or the person answering the phone, BDC or whoever, and they couldn't get through. And it's like they let the customer go. And it's like I was trying to think in my head, Andrew, like if one of my salespeople here, like if a dealer accidentally breathes into our phone, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, they're on them like crazy, you know? Oh, hey, so-and-so. Oh, so-and-so doesn't work here, but I'm here. You know, mm-hmm. It's like I couldn't even put myself into the context of what that person was thinking and how that dealership thinks. I mean, what have you, you know, is there really an epidemic? Are there that many dealers out there, Andrew, that just get it wrong? You know, there is that rampant out there?
So let me understand your question a little bit better. Are you asking when
are there dealers that really are there really that many dealers
to like contact them after them selling a lead or a contact? Is that what you're speaking about?
Yeah, but I guess I know. I kind of went through like a question rant. It was kind of a rant question, but I guess the general question would be: Are there that many dealerships that are still out there that get it wrong? You know, we got our audience that obviously, if they're paying attention to this, or if you're on this panel, you know, there's great dealerships out there. So sometimes we take it for granted because we work for and we are and operate as great dealerships. But are there really that many dealerships that just don't get it right out there, like that drop the ball that much on leads? I guess that's my question.
Sure. I mean, and not even leads. I mean, even the ups that walk on the lot.
Yeah.
Right. So, I say this all the time, and we say this here at Auto IPAC all the time: sell your process, not your product, right? Mm-hmm. And that goes back to, especially there in Florida, where you guys are, in a 50-mile radius around you, somebody's going to have that same exact car that's sitting on your lot that they might sell for cheaper, right? So if it's only about price, that's all the customer is going to care about. When you deliver so much value to the customer, going back to what Brandon and Ryan and Chelsea all said, that's what makes you stand out. When you're able to provide them with stuff that they don't get at other dealerships, the only way to change somebody's decision on something is to give them information they've never seen. And once they see it, they never want to make a decision without it. Mm-hmm. Right. So now the one dealership that they come to, if for some reason you can't close them that day and they go to the next dealership and they're able to show them information that they know that dealership's not going to be able to provide, well, now you've got your customer, because when they get to the third strike of not being able to provide a document, whether that be an MSRP or a reconditioning document or whatever the heck it is, now they're coming back to you because you're the trusted advisor, right? That's good. And until a dealership learns to sell their process and not their product, they're going to miss a ton of leads.
That's good stuff.
Can I take
a say something?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I want to piggyback on what David just said, because I just had an experience too. With a dealership this past week, I had an issue with service on my own personal car. And so I went to the chat feature out of curiosity on the dealer's website. And when I did, it took them 5 minutes to respond to a chat, number one. Number two, I asked a simple question is, what is the general manager's name? After 4 minutes of waiting, after I put that reply in, they replied back, "I'm sorry, I don't have that information." So I just want to throw this out there. If you have a third party handling your chat, you need to audit them immediately, because we just talked about on the show, you know, 1.2 dealerships are visited.
There's the 0.2.
Okay. That means that they're not even freaking making it to you. Yeah. In that scenario, they're not even making it to you, because no one's going to sit on a computer for, you know, 10 minutes waiting for someone to reply to them and then get that kind of response. It was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, sorry, I'm off my soapbox, but I wanted to bring that up because
was it you, Brandon? Who was that was trying to comment to a minute ago?
Yeah, that was me.
Go ahead.
just jumping off of what you said, you know, waiting 4 minutes to get a response back from a chat. Think about it. When you buy things online, whether it be on Amazon or eBay or whatever, what do we try to do? We try to find the fastest way to get the product that we purchased the cheapest way to get it the fastest, right?
Yep.
So that's why Amazon Prime with the 2-day delivery, and heck, they even delivering on Sundays now for, you know, people that don't have time to wait. So when it comes to the dealership, like you said, dropping the ball, you know, being on the salesperson side, we have to be prepared for that experience. When you know that you have somebody coming in, there should be no reason why these people should not only be called and texted, but also send a video and, you know, do whatever you can to let them know that, hey, I'm here to help you out. And then when they get here, have the car ready. Now, I don't remember who just said it, but somebody just said sell the process and not the product. Mm-hmm. Absolutely right. The process is making sure that you're ready for that customer. You could be at the store all day, 12 hours, and have one customer. And if you're not ready for that one customer, you just miss your opportunity to sell a car that day. And, you know, like just the 1.2 thing, some people actually come into the dealership ready to buy a car that day, but they'll give you all the negatives and then the objections and everything because they want to be sold. Mm-hmm. And when you fail to do that, you drop the ball, and now they're at the dealership around the corner and down the street. So we have to be prepared for those things, and also make sure that, like you said, auditing our chest system and all of that. Mm-hmm. That's a part of being prepared. If you got somebody prepared to do it and somebody actually handling those chats and everything, you know, now you got to you up your chances of show rate, you know? So that's what I think.
That's good stuff. Like, hey, so let's do this. We're getting to the end of the show, and I want to give you guys each. You know, we've talked about a lot of things here, and these shows fly by, and it always is the case when we have great guests on. But I want to start with Chelsea, and you know, Chelsea, just take a minute or two, and maybe just leave the audience with maybe one nugget, one thing that they need to maybe focus on that you feel like right now, you know, halfway through this year, you know, is the hot button. Maybe dealers or maybe salespeople are getting it wrong. You're seeing this work for you, or maybe you're seeing it not work for, or something not work for someone else. So maybe give us one piece of advice, and we'll kind of go around a little round robin. One piece of advice that you want to leave with the audience to make the rest of 2019 the best of 2019.
Oh,
gosh. Got you on the spot.
A piece of advice that I want to leave with the audience for 2019 would be, I don't know. I still feel like a lot of people are like stuck in like the dinosaur age when it comes to like change in the dealership. There's either the people that are really motivated to switch things up and try new things, or there's people that are like stuck in just that one way that they learned. But I feel like a nugget for me would be, and something that I learned from the beginning is like, just listen and just like take, even if you think something sounds outrageous, mm-hmm. just like understand where that person's coming from and try new things. Give something a 30 or a 90 day opportunity, and if it's not working, change it, but try new things. Don't do the same thing every day, especially if you're not seeing results, because it's not going to get any different.
That's good awesome. Well, let's go to Andrew, man. Andrew, give us a piece of advice, man. A piece of advice, or anything you want to talk about, piece of advice to the audience to take their game to the next level.
Definitely. So I think the biggest piece of advice that I can give as a vendor to dealerships, and this is going to make a lot of people mad out there, but that's okay. That's what I'm here for. Right.
Right.
I think the biggest piece of advice that I can give is stop focusing so much on paying to stock your pond, right? Stop stocking your pond for your people in your dealership when you can go back to teaching them the basics of delivering value, which is going to help close that customer quicker that you already have organically, whether that's in person, online, or over the phone. When your people become experts at presenting, right? Presenting their product and the value of the dealership, that is when you can get rid of all the fish in the pond. And now you have expert fishermen that can go out and catch that fish for you 100% of the time.
Nice.
That's good, man.
Nice, man. Great
advice. Very nice. Hey, Ryan, let's drop a nugget here for everybody. 2019, how do we finish off 2019 on top?
Okay. Closing out 2019 on top, I think you guys brought the information to the table. 1.2, dealerships, dealers, principals, GSMs, GMs. If you don't notice, 1.2, if you don't grab them first, and if you don't grab them good, you probably will never, ever, ever see them. If that doesn't mean as much as it could, if that doesn't mean everything to you, if you don't start prioritizing that front end, your digital, virtual dealership and showroom, if you don't have the right people online ready to catch those chats in seconds, respond with a personal email, personal video in seconds and minutes, and pick up that phone in seconds, and have the right information, the right qualifications, the right knowledge, the right know-how, to grab and grip hold of those customers tight, you're missing business.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to see these customers. And if you don't inspect what you expect, if you don't put the process there, and then if you don't inspect it, you're still in trouble. So yeah. Wake up, realize it's 1.2. Focus on the front end. Focus on the digital. Focus on the internet. Focus on your BDC and your internet teams. Make sure you have the right people, the right place, the right processes. And then turn around and inspect them every single week. Inspect it.
Yeah.
Change, tweak, maneuver, fix it.
That's
Take
good.
Ownership of it.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, it's real good.
No.
Thank you so much.
We'll go to Brandon. Brandon closes out, baby.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Brandon. All right, so with me, my piece of advice would be remove the box. You know, everybody says think outside the box. But when there is no box there, you're open to possibilities. So if you've never done Facebook marketing before, try Facebook marketing. Give it 3 months. You look up, 3 months is halfway to six. So you've done half of the second half of the year, and you may have increased your sale. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it may sound, you know, it may not be something that you're comfortable with, but that's how you become more successful. Do something you've never done before, stick with it. And then, you know, it's crazy when you right when you're about to give up, that's when it works. You know, I always give the example. One day I made 100 calls, and at right around 90, I was like, you know what? I'm done doing this because I'm not getting anywhere. And then on the 100th call, I got an appointment for the next day. Well, if I had not made those extra 10 calls, then I wouldn't have got that appointment. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So always be open, you know, consider yourself, you know, consider doing something different. If you're scared to be in front of the camera, the more you do it, the more comfortable you are. Yeah, people will laugh at you, but hey, you know, your coworkers may laugh at you because you do something that's not normal, but ultimately, we're not here to impress our coworkers. We're here to impress those people that are going to 1.2 dealerships.
That's right.
So you got to do something that keeps you ahead of the game, ahead of the person that's next to you in the dealership, and then also at the dealership next to you. So prime example, next month, you know, I'm the red shoe Nissan dude, but in December, I wear an ugly Christmas jacket, and I call myself Mr. Christmas. Well, next month is July, so I'll be Mr. Christmas in July. Mm. I got the ugly jacket and everything ready to roll, but I mean, that's just something that, you know, just an example of how you can set yourself apart from the next person at the next dealership.
That's good.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, guys, thank you so much, Chelsea, Brandon, Ryan, and Andrew. Great panel, great advice. I'm hoping our listeners had a ton of notes written down. Hope you guys closed June strong in the second half of 19, man. Thank you so much for coming on, and it's been a great panel, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
So, guys, let's wrap the show up and let's talk a little bit about what we've heard. You know, I thought this brings back to a training that I did not too long ago, and I've done it multiple times. But you know, really, every no gets you that much closer to a yes. Mm-hmm. And you know, go for the no's, right? Go no. And you know, and I'm thinking of Ryan and how he said, you know, I get to the 100th call, and the 100th call worked for me. And it may be the first call, or it may be the 10th call, or it may be the 20th or the 30th. And here's the deal: not only do you not give up. Right? When you're because you can't get to the yeses without going through the no's. I'm gonna say it again. You can't get to the yes without going through the no's.
Yeah.
But where is the yes? And so it's every bit of as important that you not only not give up, but that you are on your A game, and you don't let the 19th call affect the 20th. You don't let the 26th call affect the 27th. Yeah. You don't let the 63rd call affect the 64th call, right? You have to have a short memory when it comes to the rejections, mm-hmm. and the no's and the negatives, and you got to be ready to go in, because you never know when that one is going to be, or that one opportunity. And I think that that's what's going to separate, right, the good from the great. That's going to be the 1.2 that we've been focused on, Chris. You didn't know when you came in this morning and you said that was what we're going to really emphasize today. But the 1.2 dealerships that customer goes to, it's one dealership, man.
Yeah.
And then who's going to get it? But they may have looked at 6, 5, 4. They may have went to 3 different chats on 3 different websites and had 3 different bad experiences. Mm-hmm. They may have gone through, you know, a crappy website or a crappy internet experience, or maybe reached out through email or through contact, you know, link of some sort, and asked questions and never got a response or got a runaround. And so how are we going to get to the yes? We got to go through the no's.
Yeah. And you know, when you just said that, you know, you were talking about all the experiences that they may have gotten through to get to them. Mm-hmm. And the thing that makes me look at what to focus on is the experience. How do we deliver on the experience? And I think that was one of the points too, was creating that experience, because people pay more for a better experience, right?
That's right.
And people will drive past other stores for an experience.
Right.
And I always use the example, you know, we can go to, you know, a carnival, those ghetto carnivals that drop in the middle of a mud field and spend a lot of money there.
Gypsy carnivals.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not riding those rides.
Or you can go to Walt Disney World, but what's the difference? They're the same. They both have rides.
Right.
Right? Okay. Are they the same?
One will break.
One
a drunk guy put together the night before.
That's exactly right. It's
that
a
moves
experience.
To another city the next week. So.
That's right. It's a completely different experience, and people will be okay with spending a lot of money for that experience because it's a magical experience. So deliver on the experience.
Joe, throwing a Disney plug.
You know,
I like it. I like it, Joe. Magical experience.
I would like to throw out there, you know, you're talking about, you know, going through the 100 no, or you know, 60, 70 no's to get to the one yes. I would say sometimes you need to be patient with your marketing efforts in the same kind of manner. You know, not every marketing strategy is made the same, and sometimes it takes time to develop. And I think a lot of times dealers are so short and cut vendors off or a marketing strategy off after 30 days when really they need to give it 90.
Yep. Because there is it's instant gratification, and I agree with you. And it's I love what I can't remember if it was Brandon or I think it was Brandon that said, you know, give it 90 days. It's half of 6 months, because Rome wasn't built in a day. You can't turn a ship. Titanic can't turn around that quick. You've got to listen. If you're headed in the wrong direction, if you're not headed in the right direction, you know, you make some adjustments, right? But but it's going to take some time to get that turned into the proper direction. And I totally agree with you there. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. We're like throwing out all kinds of people. Strike while the iron's hot, you know, all kinds of toe the line.
I just deleted my AOL account off my phone, by the way.
Yeah, not me. I
just
still
deleted
have it.
Hey, man, let's give away some stuff. What do y'all say?
Do it.
Give it away. Right. Give it away. Give it away now.
All right, we're going to draw a name. We're going to give away the IPD hat first. It's a cool hat, man. These are great hats. And I'm going to give away this bad boy right here. You guys got it right here? Right here. This little gray hat, man. This thing's pretty cool. You ready, Joe? We're going to just draw here. Joe's leaving.
Yeah,
Hey, Joe, man, catch a plane, baby.
Here, throw it. Love it. Throw it. Oh, yeah.
All right. So the winner of the IPD hat
is
we should probably do this every week. We should do it every week like this so we get to see it right here.
John Hosejar? Hosejan. Hosejan?
H-O-Z-J-A-N. John Hojan.
Hojan.
John.
Hojan. There we go.
It is John. John. John John.
Y'all have to bear with me. I just got rid of my AOL.
John
account,
wins the hat. All right. You want to draw this one? Throw it to me.
I'll throw it to you.
Let's give away the long sleeve tee. We're going to give away the long sleeve t-shirt right here. Look at this. This thing's pretty beast right here. Look at this. It's got cool. I love it. Long sleeve is really cool. Like a heather gray. These are nice quality shirts.
It's so soft.
We're going to give away this shirt right here. Go ahead, Chris.
You just want me to do it? Oh, I'll do it. There we go.
Boom.
It's kind of lame being so close.
It is. It's almost easier to drop, it seems like.
It is. It actually puts more pressure on you.
Jordan. Savage.
Michael Jordan? Oh.
Look how wrinkled that paper. That paper looks like Lou's shirt. Come on, man. Hey, Jordan Savage. You like that one, Matias? You like that? You like that? Hey, so Jordan Savage, you win the Auto Dealer Live long sleeve tee. Let's throw it that way. Boom. Jordan Savage.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give away. Give it away. Give
Let's
it away.
Give a hoodie away.
Let's
this
give a hoodie. You
want to
hold the hoodie up? You want to hold the hoodie up, Chris, so they can see what they're winning?
The hoodie is hot.
Hot hoodie. We're going to give away the hot. Hot hoodie. Hot hoodie. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Why do we ball it up? Why don't
I don't know.
He fumbled it right there.
Oh, and I ripped it. Oh, sorry. We can't give it away.
Who is that? Who wins the hoodie? This hoodie is bad.
Justin Rook.
Justin Rook. Come on down. You win the hoodie.
Oh.
Do it on the camera.
Land right on the camera.
All right, guys. It's just Chris and I right now. And Cribs, again, we miss you, brother. See you next week. And then Joe Calla is off to catch a plane back to Myrtle Beach. Hey, we want to thank Chelsea Combs, Brandon Kaufman, Ryan Duck Dunston, and Andrew Breedlove for bringing the heat today on the panel. Thank you guys as always. Want to thank Jeff Cowan. Want to thank Flick Fusion. Want to mostly thank our audience. We'll see you guys next week. If you want to be on Auto Dealer Live, make sure you reach out to Lou Torres. Reach out to Lou Torres on Facebook and tell him you want to be on the show. He'll get you on. And if you have a topic that you want us to talk about, we'd love to talk about it. Just let us know. Reach out to Lou Torres, man. Hope you guys have a wonderful weekend.
See you.